Hey people, are you in the market for a new watch and don't know how to go about purchasing one? Well, I'm here to help. As your luxury timepiece concierge, I will help you source, purchase, and get you the best possible price at no additional cost to you, all from authorized dealers. You can contact me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com or visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Okay, on with the show. Today I want to talk about how the Rolex GMT Master Blueberry sold at auction recently. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and today I want to talk to you about how the Rolex GMT Master Blueberry sold in Hong Kong at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel by Antiquorum Auctioneers. This watch is known as reference 1675. The watch was originally produced between 1977 and 1978. This has a blue bezel. It's stainless steel. It's 40 millimeters in size. It's on an oyster bracelet. The models with serial numbers between 5.4 and 5.8 million. This was the reference that was available. It's extremely rare and sought after. It's a very strong possibility that this watch was made originally for the Middle Eastern market. It's very different. I thought I'd seen every variety of the Rolex GMT Master vintage models, you know, the blue and red, which is, of course, their most iconic, affectionately known as the Pepsi bezel. There's the black and red, which is affectionately known as the Coke bezel. And then there's the all black one. And then there's the root beer one, which is steel and gold. But I've never seen the blueberry. And I just think it's really fascinating that Rolex always, you know, just when you think you've seen every reference they've made, and I've been in the industry all, you know, more than half my life, you learn something new. That's why I love doing what I do. The original auction estimates were between $10,045 and $15,450. When I published the article on July 7th, I predicted that it would go over 20,000 or at least 20,000 or if not more. And the actual results came in on July 9th and the watch sold for roughly $22,000, which is incredible for a GMT Master in steel, especially a vintage model. At that time, those weren't like extremely sought after, you know, like at when they were made. Obviously now with vintage watches being at the forefront of collectability and just demand by the wealthy, by the elite, by actors, actresses, sports figures, it's just become a whole new it's become a whole new collection within itself. But I've said this before and I'll say it again, the Rolex GMT Master 2 is the best professional model in their collection. It's the most versatile. It's probably a little bit more elegant than the Submariner. If you look at the ones today with the day-night bezel, the black and blue ceramic bezel, or even the all-black ceramic bezel, it's very elegant. And when you look at a GMT Master, even from the, you know, vintage model like the Blueberry versus the run-of-the-mill Submariner, I mean, there's, you know, it has a little bit of difference to it. It has a little bit of elegance, and it's, I like that it's not, I don't know, it's just not as common. So the GMT Master Blueberry, so this was not a GMT Master 2, which means you couldn't independently move the hour hand like you can on a GMT Master 2. You have to kind of go all the way around for the date to change, which is kind of a pain in the butt, but the GMT hand is, you know, it's basically red with a green arrow tip. The hands were the Mercedes hands, and then the indices were, you had 8 circular indices, and then you had, you know, the upside-down triangle at the 12 o'clock, and then you had, you know, a regular sort of indice, a vertical indice at the 6 o'clock, and a horizontal indice at the 9 o'clock, and then you have the date at the 3 o'clock. just very clean, very understated. And, you know, from the pictures of the GMT Master Blueberry, you know, those bezels at that time were screen printed on. The cool thing is there's no signs of it really fading. I know a lot of people like that look, but it's still pretty much held really, really well up. I mean, it looks very clean. It looks very crisp. You've got the 24-hour bezel. And it's just an awesome piece. It's just so iconic. It's so different from what we've seen, but it also shows you that, you know, maybe Rolex got that, you know, that design influence for the GMT Master Day Night that we see today, the blue, which we'd never seen, you know, until 2013 in the GMT collection. They got that sort of color from the GMT Master Blueberry. So that makes sense. This watch has crown guards. You know, the bracelet is an oyster flip-lock bracelet. It's absolutely stunning. And I will definitely put the link down below to the article I wrote about it so you can see what the GMT Master Blueberry looks like. And you can read about, you know, the auction results and so on and so forth. But I highly recommend, you know, that, you know, people always, it just amazes and shocks me all the time that people want to talk so much smack about Rolex and, you know, they don't keep good time and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I mean, their watches today that are made are plus or minus 2 seconds a day. Accuracy like a quartz watch. Their models from the 70s and their vintage models are the most sought after watches in the world. Their design language is timeless. Every single brand in some way, shape, or form tries to emulate Rolex's design. You just can't beat it. It's a real tool watch. It's real utilitarian. It has a functionality as well as design. And out of every brand in the world, there's no other brand that holds its value better than a Rolex. And listen, it's not for everybody. Different strokes for different folks. But, you know, for me being in the industry as long as I have and owning as many watches as I've owned and having access to the kind of, you know, prices and just selection and variety, I always come back to Rolex, even if it's doesn't say Rolex on the dial and it says Tudor on the dial. It's, you know, Tudor is a Rolex on a different day. It's made by Rolex, but not to get too far away from what we were discussing, the Rolex vintage GMT Master Blueberry that just sold at auction for slightly over $22,000. It's pretty amazing. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You can see the evolution of the brand. You can definitely see the design language, how Rolex has evolved into a much more of a modern brand, but they still stay in line with the basic design language, the cleanliness of how it looks, the functionality, the durability, you know, how well made it is. So definitely check out my article. I'd like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, definitely check me out on Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are at AmitDaveHonda. Go to my Facebook watch page. You'll see definitely a lot of articles from my website that I post there that go right to my website. If you don't have time for all that, then you can definitely sign up for my weekly newsletter. I'll throw the link down below. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.